What's up, folks? Welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. This is FluffTube Edition. I'm with Jason Shurka. Jason, it's been a while, man. Our Burning Man video went through the roof. I think it went like 100,000 views. It was crazy. I mean, every time I do a video with you, they do pretty well. So I love having you on as a guest, and you always got something going on. And I got to say, this something that's going on, folks, I'm a believer in, and we're going to be talking about this. It's this EE Cube or EE system, unified healing. Pretty phenomenal stuff, man. I have it here in my office. I'm looking at it right now. I'm not certain on how this stuff works. I took your word for it. I'm like, look, all right, send me the device. I'll put it up. It's been running here for about, gosh, well, almost 6 months now.
Yep.
And honestly, like, I have felt really well. I am taking a lot of stuff. I'm like the guinea pig for this movement. But this stuff I've added to my office, and I've been pretty impressed. I mean, everyone that comes in here is the topic of conversation, by the way. I have my championship belts on one side, and I got this cube on the other.
The
and
cool
people
piece,
see that,
man.
yeah.
Listen, it's like art with wellness combined. It's very cool combination of things put together.
Yeah, but they come in and immediately they don't talk about my belts. They just look at that and they go, what the hell is that?
You know, I remember last time we spoke on your show, you mentioned how you were having no longer like desires towards addictions and things like that. And these desires would just kind of dissolve away.
I don't have any desires. I love, and here's what's really weird. Okay, this is what's really strange. I used to like be fly off the seat of my pants type of guy. I never really liked being home. I gotta go. I've been very emotionally comfortable, like stable and comfortable and at ease. And I don't, and it's been since I put this device in the house, but I have a hard time admitting that because I can't figure out where that's coming from. But I've been very relaxed and tranquil.
Yeah. That's really the essence of what I see from at this point, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people from all around the world. It's that same sort of theme of, again, when you enhance the energy of an environment, when you balance the energy, you synchronize with a balanced field. And when you synchronize with balanced energy, you experience balance in your body. It's really as
Folks,
simple.
I'm not making this up. I'm not making this up. There it is.
Right there.
You see it? Yeah.
There it is. We got the same colors over here. So
yeah. And it's the topic of conversation for everybody that comes in here, like, bro, what is that?
It's definitely been a wild, wild ride over the past 2 years, big time.
And here's what's strange. My dog and my cat lay next to it.
Yep. Animals all the way. All the way. And we actually see that that's what won me over initially. And I want to tell this story real quick, because when I first saw this thing, probably like yourself, I was extremely skeptical. I'm like, what is this? I don't even understand what's going on. Now, what happened in the very beginning was, at least with my experience with it, was my aunt had this big cyst in her uterus, and it was like 13 centimeters. And in 4 hours experiencing this technology, it went away. But when I heard that and I saw that, I knew, I mean, she's my aunt. She's not an actress. She's not lying. But there's something bigger going on here. I couldn't accept it because I still said, maybe it's placebo. Maybe it's the power of thought. Within 24 hours, David, my sister's dog had a 4 centimeter tumor in his neck. And suddenly you see it. 3 days later, it's gone after we put him in the system. So,
well, we have to say, we can't make those claims on FluffTube. We have to
no,
say,
I'm sharing an experience of what I saw. Causation is not correlation. We could do all those things all day. I know that the dog didn't change his diet. I know that the dog didn't change what he did all day. I know that the dog changed one thing for 3 nights, and that thing was no longer in the dog. So when I started seeing that there's a placebo effect that goes out the window over there, that's what really caused me to dive deeper into understanding what's going on here. And it's a whole different world. It's like quantum mechanics. It's scalar energy and toroidal fields. And it sounds all fancy and crazy, but it's really simple. It's like Nikola Tesla. Think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. You'll understand the secrets of the universe. If you have balanced energy, you will have a balanced life.
Let me ask you this. If I have, since I have this device in my house, am I also healing my neighbors? Because I heard this thing emits a field. How far does the radius go for this thing?
So I want to just change a word over there. This device does not heal anybody whatsoever. The body heals itself. The device creates an energetically balanced environment so the body can do what it does best. So that's a really important distinction over there. So
All right,
now
correction.
that
So, okay, so I don't, yeah, I don't mean to say that then. So the
we understand, we
field
got to be
and
careful
it's,
here.
yeah, it helps allow people to do that on their own.
Correct. So the field that we're talking about goes out in every direction 2.2 miles, up, down, left, right, forward, back, everywhere in between. A sphere with a 2.2 mile radius in every direction. So for that reason, where these technologies go, you generally see crime rates lower.
You get out of here.
Swear my life.
Okay, so how many centers are there? How many centers are there? There's last time I talked to you, we were in the 200 range, right? And now we're in the 420.
Yeah, about 420 centers worldwide, in 53 countries around the world. We're now intending to expand into South America, Asia, Africa is now having a lot of centers coming in. What we did in those types of countries, in those areas of the world, is we created a program for anybody who wants to open a center there called the Helping Hand Program. And we made it easier for individuals to make it more affordable to go and open these centers so we can really see this all around the world. So nobody's barred by financial status. That's the ultimate goal over here of what we're doing. Really, it's all intended to bring health and wellness to people all around the world and remind us all that we have the ability to heal ourselves. That's the biggest key over here. We've been taught that take this and it will heal you. That's not how the world works. Your body does the healing on itself if you give it the proper environment, tools, and resources to do so. So, we're seeing incredible testimonials on unifiedhealing.com. There are thousands of testimonials of like incredible stories. Now, the key over there is it's reported by people. That's nobody making claims. It's people sharing their experiences, their observations on a firsthand basis.
Yeah, I can only, for me, I can, the statement I can make is that I've been feeling emotionally better,
Yes.
and I was a guy coming off addiction. Okay, so let's really think about that just for a second. And I'm open about my addiction with everybody and my sobriety. Everyone knows I've been sober for, 4 years and 4 months this month. But for me to say that I don't have cravings and I'm not, I don't have that anxiety or that feeling of wanting to go to the bar is big because I was battling that. And I think the audience even knows in my shows, they've seen my shows that I battled that for a long time. Like, oh, it's hard, this and that. I feel like that has subsided quite substantially. And I can't believe I'm going to say this, but could it be from this thing that's sitting in my office right here? I don't, it's hard for me to admit that, but I mean, that's really the only thing that's changed
Listen, David,
in my setting. That's it. It's this machine right here. I don't know. I mean, it makes me wonder.
what you're saying, I've seen so many people around the world say, and that's why it's like I have such a passion to bring this to so many people around the world because it's helping so many people. It's helping children, it's helping grandparents, it's helping adults, it's helping everybody across the board. Ultimately, Unified Healing, I don't take a salary from any of this work. I do this because I love it. It's satisfying, it's fulfilling. People look at me, they're like, "What's in it for you?" What's in it for me is that I can do something that makes this world a better place. It's fun. That's a very gratifying thing to do. But I want to share something on what you just said, only because of I feel that we could do something interesting here with you and also with anybody watching that was in the same position that you were in with addiction. So a few months ago, actually about a month and a half ago, I had an event called the Transformation. The EE system was there as well. That was just a whole fun part of it. But it was a 3-day event. It was very powerful. And somebody came up and she said, "I've been sober for 9 or 11 years or whatever it was." And I looked at her and I said, "Why are you telling me that you're sober for 11 years?" She said, "What do you mean? It's a great thing." I said, "You don't see anything wrong with what you're saying right now?" She said, "I have no idea what you're talking about." I said, "Okay, so let me elaborate for a second." And I think this will help anybody dealing with that issue because there's a very big key that most people don't pay attention to. There's identity and there's action. If you are an addict and all you do is change your action, you're still an addict, not acting on your desires. If you change your identity, your action will change naturally. When you say, "I've been sober for 4 years," or "I'm sober for 4 years," you're still implying or holding on to the identity that there's an addict somewhere within you. It will make it much harder relapse is a whole lot more probable when you're holding on to that identity, even if it's subconscious. So what I want to share here for you, for everybody that's watching, because I've seen it work, the action is only a piece of the equation. The identity is the biggest piece. So when somebody says you want a drink, you have two options of what you're going to say now. No, I've been sober for 4 years. That implies you're still an addict. Or I'm not a drinker. Thank you very much. And as you
I
do
like that.
that,
I like that.
it
Yeah.
changes your identity. Your identity then reflects everything else. Your action will change.
Yeah,
And
that makes a lot of sense. I like
that
it.
can
It's the
take it a whole
same as
lot
that.
further.
It's the same as the athletics. You know, it goes for, you know, ever since I was young, I've been told you're the champ, you're the champion. You believe it. You know
Identity,
what I mean? You get there, you're
identity.
like, I'm the champ.
Yep. But what if you felt that you're a loser and your
Yeah.
actions were, I'm going to go, but you're a loser. So your
Positive
identity.
reinforcement has always worked with me and works with most athletes.
Yeah. So I'm sharing that because I know a lot of people are dealing with many things. It could be addiction, it could be disease one way or another, imbalance in the body, ailments, whatever it is. There are so many tips and tricks that we can learn and we can act on that are free to us as well. The reason why I use the energy enhancement system, the reason why I advocate it, is not because it's an end all be all. It's a great tool to use along the way. But when you use a tool like the energy enhancement system, there are other tools that you can use alongside it that are more spiritually oriented, different actions that you can take, different awarenesses that you can act upon. And when you do all those things simultaneously, everything changes, and this just becomes a support along the way, as it should be. I never want to see anybody externalize their power to anything outside of them, this technology or anything else. The ultimate goal here is how do we come back to our own power, and how do we really align with those laws of creation? This technology is built on laws of creation, it's built on the law of conservation of energy. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. It's built on understanding how to use light as a medium to help the body heal itself. We see that in mainstream medicine today as well. It's built on the transmission of what they call the Fibonacci sequence. Now, I'm just giving you a lot of facets over here. Each one is very, very detailed, but the reason why this technology is working is because it's a technology that was built with an awareness of the laws of creation, and not just a technology that was built without that awareness. An iPhone is an example of a technology that was built without the awareness of the laws of creation. So it can give you problems with radiation in your body. It can lead to diseases. We're seeing that across the world now. So technology is not a bad thing. It just needs to be used and built according to specific laws that we need to become aware of.
So I'm looking at this device right now, and I notice sometimes I stare at it and I wonder, you know, the sequence that is installed in this thing. I wonder, as I'm looking at this, it speeds up, slows down, speeds up, speeds up, speeds up, slows down. What's the purpose in that?
Fibonacci sequence. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, it's the system. It's the
It's like the order of the universe, if you want to call it.
right.
So the Fibonacci sequence is a sequence of numbers and ratios. I'll give some of those numbers so everybody understands and you can look it up. But it's 0, 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, 21, 44, and it keeps going. And the order over there is the last two numbers, you add them up and you get the third. So 0 and 1 is 1, 1, 1, 2, 2, 1, 3, 3, 2, 5, and so on and so
Builds
forth.
on itself. Got it.
Keeps going.
Right.
Now, sequence is encoded into the movement on those screens. So as it hits an increment on the sequence, it will speed up and go to the next number on the sequence, and it will speed up and go to the next number on the sequence. And then eventually, it will completely shift direction when it resets its program and do it all over again. So that's where you're seeing the movement of light. The reason why that's so important is because the Fibonacci sequence is something that's found naturally in nature. And we know that nature, when untouched by man, is perfect. It's coherent. It's harmonious. It's balanced. So it's bringing that balance through the movement of light back into coherence with the body. And it's using light as the medium to do.
Is there settings on this thing that you can set it to? Because I had someone set it up for me. I'm not gonna lie; it's probably been on the same sequence for a long time. But they all work just as well, right? I mean, depending on what you want out of it.
Yes, but you see how the top one is different than the bottom one?
Yes.
Okay, so those are two separate cubes. You have one cube, these are two cubes on top of each other. The top one what you're going to change is going to be how it's actually moving based on the Fibonacci sequence. So what numbers you're actually going to be putting into it. You could do 888, you could do 1313. Every number represents something differently numerologically speaking, but the most important thing is going to be the color. The color, just, there's color therapy in mainstream medicine now. So it's
Right.
using the medium of light, using specific wavelengths that we call color to interact with the body. So blue, for example, is good for your throat. It's good for your communication. It's good for your thyroid. I would say blue is very good for you because you're a speaker. You do this all day. Blue is your prime color. It's my prime color as well. It's great for people like us with what we do. Down there, purple, that's more of like a balance. You have purple and kind of orange yellow. So if you go according to the chakras, purple is going to be your crown. Orange yellow is like your solar plexus and your navel. So that's a balance between grounded energy and more spiritual heightened energy. However, it's more on the spiritual side because of the purple overview and majority over there. It's all based on color. Green is good for the heart. So if you go, and I can show you how to code it after this call, you can change it to green if you want to do something to target the heart. If you want to do something to target your digestive system, you can change it to yellow. If you want to do something that's more major, that's more whole big picture spectrum, you can color it to white. White is all the colors combined. However, one thing to keep in mind is what you're seeing on the screens is only half of the technology. The other half of the technology is what is inside that box. So when you actually pick up that piece of metal on top of there and look inside, you've probably seen it when you were building it, you see four black boxes. And those four black boxes, when you got it and you assembled it, you didn't have to drill any holes or anything. They were already pre-drilled because those drill holes make those black boxes precisely aligned. What those boxes are, they call them engine field generators. In short, they're engines that generate electromagnetic fields. And scientifically speaking, when you take identical electromagnetic fields and you align them precisely, the merging point creates a toroidal field. That's your field of balance that you're synchronizing with. That's where your emotional stability is coming in. It's from what's going on within that. That's the thing that goes out 2.2 miles. So,
Wow, yeah, I gotta say, like, especially in my office, I feel the most relaxed.
yes, which is funny because in your office, you work the most.
Yeah, that's why I should be high level stress, but I've been feeling very relaxed around this. And the cat, well, I just kicked them out, but the cat, the dog lay together next to it. Cats and dogs laying together, folks. It's
Oh, yeah.
strange stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So
So,
you had this at Burning Man, and now you just had it at Coachella.
it was
And
actually
I
a
miss
three-track
Coach. I missed them
show.
both, man, and I highly regret that. But you were
Oh,
at
good.
Burning Man with this device. But the time, well, I guess that didn't work out too well because it was
There was a
a
big
month
storm.
then. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
So,
Coachella worked out well, right?
Coachella was great. It was also at, so the reason why we went to Burning Man is to bring that technology there. So that's what we did there. Then it was at Arcadia, which was at Area 15 in Vegas, I think it is. That's Aubrey Marcus's festival. So we had it over there a few months ago. The third one was Coachella, and that was 2 weekends in a row the past 2 weekends. So that was a banger over there. I wasn't there myself. I had to go travel and do some work, but there was a whole team there with a bunch of influencers raising awareness for it as well. And it's pretty cool to see how far it's gone, and how fast it's going. The goal right now is it's very interesting because most people that are interested in this are generally women over the age of 50. That's what you see. We're
It's
starting to,
interesting.
yeah, we're starting to bring this into
Why do you think that is?
I think they're more open. I think number one, women, let's start with women. I'm just going to say it. They, in my opinion, they're superior to men. Spiritually speaking, I mean, they're the ones that hold life in their body. They're amazing in many, many different ways. Of course, based on, actions and decision one makes, it's a whole different story. But spiritually speaking, I think that they have a lot more to work with, innately.
I agree with that. Physically,
Oh.
obviously, it's a different thing, but I think intuitively, spiritually, yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right
That's what
on.
I mean. I'm talking on like a spiritual level, intuition. It's
Yeah.
always the women that they're kind of better at that, And when it comes to the age, I think that, especially in our world right
They're
now,
more open to receiving, right? I mean,
yeah, it's like they've gone through all this
that's what
knowledge.
a female
Oh,
is. I mean, that makes sense. They
yeah.
probably receive these devices better than men.
They do. and I see them, and I see them across the board. But it's always funny because men are always, including myself from the very beginning, are always skeptical. Then it's their girlfriend or their wife that brings them in, and then they never want to leave and they have an experience. So that's like the common themes that we're seeing across the board.
Makes
But
total sense to me.
I think the older demographic right now is because it's like most people, they just buy into what, they see on TV and TikTok and all that. And it is what it is. And they didn't have time to make enough mistakes to figure out the system doesn't work. So generally over the age of 50, they're like fed up and they're like, listen, what's going on? We need an alternative here. Now we're going to A-list celebrities. We're going to, I mean, big athletes, and we're starting to bring it to a whole
Yeah,
other
you have
demographic.
some real credible people that are like that own this machine in their houses, and they've opened up centers. Can you name them, or you don't want to name them?
Yeah, sure. Tony Robbins is one of them.
Oh, there
His
you
sister's
go. And that's a
actually,
big one.
yeah, he's opening up in Vegas next month. So he has a center
I
with
think I've heard he has like 100 of these things, or something crazy, and is in his house, or what is it? So I've heard
he
something.
has, I'm only sharing this because he shared it publicly already. He has a 16 unit and two 24 units. So I guess that's what 24 times two is 48 plus 16, 58, 64. He has 64 screens in his home alone. Crazy. And then
In
they
his
did.
home alone. That's wild, bro.
And then they're doing a 48 unit, which is a big one, one of the biggest ones in Vegas right now. Him and Dan Holtz, who's an awesome guy, like awesome guy at what he does. So that's going to be a big grand opening next month, probably end of May, beginning of June. And yeah, he's been a big supporter, big endorser. He's really, I just want to put this out there. From my experience, he's been amazing, dude. Like I wouldn't have expected somebody at that level to be so open and so authentic and just like,
Yeah, you know, I met him. I've been to his events, and I was there
I
for
even
VIP.
called him. I'm like, Tony, I'm having this event in Orlando. Can you come? I'll pay you whatever you want. You usually let me know. You know what his response was? He says, listen, I wish I could be there. I'm going to be out of the country for business, but if I could have made it, I would have come on the house just to help you out. Why don't I send in a video so you can show everybody to endorse the event and give them a lesson to be able to bring my energy there? And I'm like, you don't want anything? He's like, no, man, just it's all good. You're doing good work. Keep up.
That's the type of guy he is.
That's good. That's good. A
Yeah.
lot of people, I don't know a lot of people that would do that at that level. A
No,
lot of
he
people lose
is.
themselves at that level.
No, he's an incredible human being. I've been to his event. I walked on the hot coals and the.
Oh, yeah.
Even though
Oh, yeah.
he's an amazing dude.
Yeah.
So, let me. So, if someone wants to get started on this, a lot of people are strapped. Is there a financing available for this? Is there? Do you have
Yeah,
that?
so I know that there we don't deal with it directly because it's not, in my wheelhouse whatsoever. My job is really how do we bring more awareness to this and how do we help centers that want to open? There are a lot of people that are figuring out ways with banks and institutions to do loans and do financing. Although I will say the vast majority of people that have centers, and there's a lot of them, have never financed anything. They're people that would have brought it to their homes, and they're just like, instead of just using it for myself, let's open up a center. We'll make it open to a bunch of people, and we'll have a good time. So that's generally the people that I see, but everybody's open to doing it. And I've seen a lot of people get loans for something like this.
Okay, so they can go to the Unified, what is it, unifiedhealing.com.
Yeah. So if they go to unifiedhealing.com, I'll actually show it right over here. It looks like this, unifiedhealing.com. You can learn more. This is just a few of the outlets that spoke about it as well. There's a bunch of information here about opening a center, all about our mission, so on and so forth. But for anybody who wants to open up a center, Unified Healing is really there to help market and bring more attention to your center. So we've created an all-in-one solution to make it as easy and simple as possible and affordable as possible as well to make these centers as successful as possible. And if anybody wants to do that, they can go here, open a center, read more about it, and you can apply over here as well, understand what you're getting from all of that. There's Tony right there.
Wow, he still
And
looks good, man.
he's great, man. He's awesome. He's like 65 or 63. It's
Is
crazy.
he 65 now? Wow.
Yeah. And then over here, if you just go to unifiedhealing.com, if you're in the US, you can enter your zip code, find a center. It will take you to the nearest center to you and tell you all about what's going on here with some testimonials. And if you're international, you could just click that. It will find exactly where you are around the world and you'll be able to check it out. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. This is exceptional, man. I wish you luck on this. You're doing
This is
big things,
just
Jason.
in the US. Check this out. There's like 230 centers in the US and all around the world.
So
She
if
said,
people can't get one of these, they can go to the closest center to them.
yeah, and that's what we always recommend. Go, it's in Canada, it's in South America, it's everywhere. It's in Africa, it's in Asia, it's in Europe, it's literally everywhere, all around the world. So it's all over Australia, New Zealand. So if anybody wants to experience this, unifiedhealing.com, this is where you can learn it. This is where you can find a center near you. And if you want to open one, by all means, you can go there to apply. And if you're approved, there's a whole process to go through. We could take it from there. But David, I could send you all those links. So
How
you
many devices do you need in order to open up a center, to call it a center, to be
yeah,
categorized as a center?
minimum 12. That's the current requirement, minimum 12 unit system.
And when people come in, do they sit in front of it, lay down next to it? Are they all around the room? How does that work?
Yeah,
Where are
so
they placed?
they're generally all around the room. I see an average space be about 800 to 1,000 square feet. Generally, you'll have four towers. So one tower in each corner in the room. If it's a 12 unit, it would be three screens on each tower. And then the most successful things that I'm seeing on a business level for these centers are overnights. So it's people coming during the day and experiencing it during the day, but there are people that actually sleep there. Those are the greatest results that you can see. That's where people are coming with incredible testimonials, and that's where centers are actually doing their best as well. So we have tons of centers that are doing awesome, and we only want them to do better.
Is there a capacity of how many people can be in there while these things are going, or does it, can you put in a, 100 people and they'll all
We
come
have
up?
some centers can fit 200, 300 at a time. Some centers by choice only want to do eight at a time. So it's really
And
up to them.
how long should you be in the area or in the vicinity of this device? How long do you want to be? Is it an all night thing? Is it an all day thing? As long as you want, a couple hours? What's
Yeah,
min what's maximum?
minimum I would say is 2 hours. There are people that are experiencing awesome things with that as well. However, if I were, somebody going into that and experiencing it myself, I personally would do an overnight to really see the difference big picture
What, does
before.
someone just bring their sleeping bag or what?
No, most centers have beds.
Okay.
Yeah, most centers have beds. I'll actually show you something. This was directly from an individual that went to a center that did a live blood analysis before and after. I believe it was an overnight. This is before. You can see it's all clumped together and there's no coherency there. And after was awesome. And this is live blood analysis. Anybody can do this themselves to actually see the impact. This is after, right over here. So you see it's much more coherent, much more
Wow.
heart, and it's had incredible, incredible results
Just
already.
by being around this machine.
Yeah, this is just by
That's
literally being
incredible, man.
for a few hours. And it's so important right now with our blood because of what's going on. You're seeing a lot of issues with blood. So taking care of
Yeah.
your basically your life force and the coherency of, what's going on energetically in your body is extremely important. Most people, you're seeing a lot of thick blood, which can lead to issues. And that generally comes from things like radiation that's scientifically proven, so when you can do something to declump that and have more coherency, like what we're seeing over here with proof, I just showed you guys the evidence over there as well. It helps people in major ways.
Beautiful. Jason, thank you. I won't take any more of your time. This is amazing stuff. Folks, go to unifiedhealing.com. Unifiedhealing.com. The link will be down below. Jason, thank you for coming on, my man.
Thank you, David. I appreciate your time.
Got you. Next time you go to another Coachella or Burning Man,
I'll
invite
call
me.
you.
Come on, I'll make a phone call away. I'll go meet you. But then I'm kind of nervous because last time you had to get helicoptered out of there. So I don't.
No, we were good. We were good.
Were you able
Thank
to
you.
take the devices with you out of there?
We got them trucked out over time. We needed to wait for the mud to dry up, and then
What a
there were people
nightmare.
that drove it out. Yeah.
All right, brother. Take it easy, Jason.
Appreciate it.